We begin today with tennis, and Petra Kvitova has continued her impressive recovery from serious injury by taking the WTA Birmingham title. The Czech star beat Australia's Ashleigh Barty 4-6, 6-3, 6-2 on grass in the UK city in the perfect preparation for Wimbledon, where she really made her name with victories in 2011 and 2014. Sunday's win means that Kvitova has triumphed in only her second tournament since a vicious knife attack in December left her with career-threatening hand injuries. Speaking after the match, Kvitova, who was seeded 7th in Birmingham, said she was taking each event as it came.
I'm glad my hand held up. That's the most important thing now. We'll see how everything goes in the future. But I'm just glad I'm playing tennis and that I can perform as I've been performing. We'll see what happens, but I definitely won't be putting any pressure on myself.
Her latest success makes it 7 years in succession that Kvitova, who is 27, has lifted a trophy on the women's circuit.
I wasn't aware of that myself. It's certainly good news that I'm always capable of winning some tournament. I'm also pleased that it was here on the grass in Birmingham. I'm glad about how it's all worked out.
And Petra Kvitova has now climbed 4 places to 12th in the world rankings. Football, and the Czech Republic failed to get out of the group stage of the European Under-21 Championship in Poland. After losing 0-2 to Germany, the Lion Cubs notched up a memorable victory 3-1 over a fancied Italian side. However, a 2-4 defeat to Denmark sent the Czechs packing. Defender Stefan Simic spoke to Czech radio after Saturday's tournament exit.
We're disappointed. Unfortunately, our aim of carrying on to the semi-final didn't work out. I think that everybody really gave their all on the pitch. Nobody underestimated anything. It just didn't work out. But it was a nice journey. I'll remember it fondly.
Manager Vítězslav Lavička says he, too, is disappointed by the results but would like to remain in charge of the Czech under-21s. Finally, the fastest man in history, Usain Bolt, is in the Czech city of Ostrava for its annual Golden Spike meeting. The Jamaican sprinter's appearance on Wednesday will be his 9th in Ostrava, making it the event in which he has participated most often. It will also be his last, as the 30-year-old superstar is set to retire after the World Athletics Championships in August. That's the end of today's sport.